choose a faithful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching.
Well, praise the Lord, brother.
Praise the Lord.
And greetings from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And
praise
we
God.
Welcome you to Discussing the Truth broadcast. I am your announcer, Antonio Green. Our host for this broadcast is Pastor James A. Dansman. Our co-host is Minister Kelvin Pierce. Well, Minister Milton Dudley is on a hiatus again this week.
But, Amen.
Like
God.
I say, we always pray for him, and we welcome him back when he get here.
Amen.
And it is our prayer that God the Father, by Jesus Christ, his Son, through the power of the Holy Spirit, would speak truth to your hearts. Pastor Dan.
Well, praise the Lord, guys.
Praise the Lord.
It is good. It is good to be here today. Thank God for Jesus Christ.
Oh, yes.
He is Lord. He is Lord. He is the only true God.
Only.
Amen. And we ought to make that very plain. And we want our people to know that we serve one God, and that God is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
praise
sir.
God. Before we get started, we're going to ask Minister Pierce.
Hey.
Praise God. Milton is not here, and we're going to ask him to ask God's blessing upon this broadcast today.
Okay, let us pray.
Bless you, Lord.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear Lord, for this broadcast.
Yes,
we thank
Lord.
You for our listeners. We thank you for your spirit and power that's here, dear Lord.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you for the revelation on this subject of Islam, dear
mm-hmm.
Lord. We thank you for all the meat that you've given us to share with your people.
Yes, Lord.
And now, dear Lord, we pray that it will go forth, just like you said, and not come back void.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name
Jesus
we pray. Jesus,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
We thank God for Jesus. First of all, we thank God for the audience. Thank God for you tuning in to the broadcast today.
Thank
praise
so
God.
Much.
We are just a few guys that God has saved and delivered and brought out of the darkness into the marvelous light.
Yeah. Oh,
and we just have a calling upon our lives to shed this light upon those who are still kind of locked up in darkness. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. And we thank God for you today. We hope that the broadcast will give you something to,
chew on.
Praise God, and even research and
Amen.
All that, you know.
Amen.
And we thank God for, you know, Brother Tony. He's been our announcer for quite a while, and he's been our Sunday school teacher here for quite a while, and
yes.
and the announcer for the broadcast. And congratulations to him. God has called him to an even higher calling. He's been called into the ministry.
Praise
and
God.
And we do thank God for his calling upon his life. God bless you, Tony.
Praise God. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you,
Amen. Another minister being added to the fold here, and to go out in the highways and the hedges and to proclaim the good news of the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. We thank God for him, and we just pray for him. We pray that we want you to pray for him, audience.
Amen.
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 You've heard him, announce this broadcast, and just pray God would just continue to use him in a great and a mighty way to bring souls to Christ. That's what it's all about,
Amen.
Isn't it, gentlemen?
That is what it's all about.
We're about souls. We're about enlightening people, because we got a bone to pick with the devil, though, and we're trying to extinguish that false light that he has promulgated all over this world today. And now he's here in the USA with the great lies. And what we feel is the great stumbling block, that the great threat. What's that word that I called it, Tony?
The mass deception. Weapons of mass deception.
See, they went over there in Saddam territory in Iraq. They're trying to find the weapons of mass destruction. But now in America, we got
we're looking over there.
Mass deception. Weapons of mass deception, and we believe that weapon is Islam.
Amen.
Islam,
Amen.
Brothers, and while we are feuding about the President Trump and how we don't like him and how we want to impeach him, There is a movement. There is a movement that's moving very rapidly.
That's right.
And their goals are to usurp complete authority over the USA, our government, our Constitution. And they would love to be in Trump's White House.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
But if we have our way and God has his way, it will never happen. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God, because we're here to open our eyes to the truth. And we're looking at the deceptions of Islam again. Part three. We've already done a couple of segments on this great topic here. And but now this is part three of the deception of Islam. And, you know, what brothers, what I have, you know, the more I research and study on this great subject, I see that these the followers of Muhammad are fanatical. They are fanatical about every aspect and details of this man's life, and they want to assume that same kind of character, bro.
Emulated.
Yes, they call it, he can't do no wrong.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, even when he's doing, obviously, blatantly doing wrong, he can't do wrong. It's still not wrong because they say it was sanctioned by Allah.
That's right. And, you know, and a lot of people, you know, the people that follow Trump, and we don't really follow Trump, and we don't follow the Democrats, not the Republicans, really.
That's
we follow
right.
the word of God.
Right.
And whoever lines up
close to the truth,
then we have no, as citizens of this country, we have no alternative but to follow that person,
amen.
You know?
Right.
But we're not fanatical about Trump. Some people would say that even though we try to explain to them our political stance, you know, we're not political correct and all that old kind of mess there. We stand with the word of God.
That's it.
But
the
Muslims, we know Trump got weaknesses. He talked too much. Yeah, he talked too much. Yeah, no doubt about that. And I've said that from day one. I wish he would just, you know, not talk so much, you know.
Yeah.
But that's him, though.
That's it.
We've come to realize that's just the man character. He's just a loud mouth. But that I can look past that as long as my and your religious freedom is not being trampled upon.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
And
you got to see the substance of a thing, Pastor. You got to see the substance of it. Now, the brashness that he speak with, and even especially when he use inflammatory words and you know, swear words. I don't think that's godly at all, but he wasn't elected as a
religious leader.
right. So and I can see that. And now not excusing that, I can look past that though.
Okay.
And
very well
explained. And see the evidence of what this man is actually fulfilling in the office.
Mm-hmm.
But you said from the beginning this country was based on a government and a constitution that starts off we the people.
So
you're not involved directly with what's going on in the midst of this, and you're being hoodwinked and blinded to the fact that there is a movement that wants to overthrow. See, what we're very concerned with is changing the First Amendment right that we have.
Okay.
Very First Amendment.
Okay.
When you get to a point where you can't speak freely and voice your opinion on a matter, not even saying that everyone have to follow your opinion.
To voice your opinion
on a matter, then you're in captivity. You're a slave.
Yeah. And that's what Sharia is. You can't express yourself
at
all.
That's right. That's
we
right.
talked about that in earlier discussions.
Sure, broadcast, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. But like say, the main thing, Tony, is that people worship this man. He's supposed to be just, and actually, you know, we know the many faults that he had, but they worship. They look past all of those negatives and you know, they elevate him to a position of Godhood, you know.
Well, see, that's just it.
What's that?
The book of Hebrews say that Christ is our example.
Yes.
We're supposed to be Christ-like.
Okay.
We're supposed to be like Christ.
Right.
And in Islam, it's the same. They're supposed to be like the Prophet Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Right. And that's why it's important that we discuss this and shed light on his life and lifestyle.
Right.
And you'll understand Islam more
or
why they behave the way they do.
So they are an identical copy, more or less,
amen.
Instead of bobbing and weaving through the negative aspects of his life. Right. They just cookie cutter through it.
just like it's written.
No mind of their own. They don't really look at the situations from a critique. From the whole standpoint, the whole wide picture. They just. Bam, the Honorable Muhammad, blah, blah, we would just, emulate him in every aspect of his life, And the negative, the positive and the negative.
That would take the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, man, I was thinking.
And the presence of the Holy Spirit wasn't in Prophet Muhammad's life.
Oh, boy.
And if he's not, if you're following him step by step, I tell y'all what, man, a lot of times, just the presence of the Holy Spirit keep me from doing things and without that, I mean, things, it may not be something just so grievous, but it's wrong.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's sinful, and I know it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just the presence of the Holy Spirit is what I depend on to stop me in those matters. If you don't have that, if I got to go see what Muhammad did.
Right. And that's the difference. That's a great point you made, Tony, because that's the difference between Christianity and a lot of other religion,
all the rest.
they do not depend on the Holy Spirit,
right?
Huh?
Right.
And so they are called themselves worshiping the true God, but then left part of the true God out of the whole picture.
The leading, right?
He shall teach you all things.
That's
Amen.
Right.
He shall empower you.
Amen.
He will convict you. He brings you to repentance. Mm. That's the Holy Spirit. Mm. So if you push him out of your so-called worship, you do not have.
You're a loose cannon.
How can we go about doing anything godly without being led by God? We have to be led because we have a natural rebellious nature against God.
Sure.
So now God has to take our hand and lead us. But the leading of the Holy Spirit.
Through his power.
That's right.
Which is, his power is the Holy Spirit.
That's Amen. Right.
That's the
right.
power God. Of God.
That's
power.
Right.
It's the power of God. God that keeps us in the right lane and keep us in the right
Amen.
Give us Quran 3, Kevin. Let's start out because we're talking about deception here, right? Deception of Islam and Muhammad and this whole religion here. But, like I say, they're only following the pattern that has been set, the example that's been set before them, and they cannot alter that. They will not alter that. Read for us, my brother, Quran 3:54, I believe it is. Is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Read it for me, please.
And they deceived.
Uh-huh.
And Allah deceived.
They deceived and Allah received, okay?
And Allah is the best deceiver.
Allah is the best is that what it says?
The best deceiver.
He's the best deceiver.
That's right.
Oh, boy.
That's right. Nobody's going to do it better, in other words.
I mean, what's complimentary about a statement like that? Brother?
Nothing's good about being a deceiver.
What is
positive about that?
Well, gentlemen, it's only good if you've been instructed by Allah to deceive.
Got you.
Okay. Got so, you. In other words, they are following their leader.
Absolutely.
Which is
isn't that what the Christians do?
Listen, right. people, listen.
Isn't that what the Christians do? Yeah, we Christ
follow,
is our leader.
Paul said, also follow me as I
follow Christ.
So let my example, and many times he said, brethren, I've set an example before you, that you ought to do the same things.
That's
right. So Muhammad set an example of being the best. He was a con man.
Right.
He was a liar.
Amen.
A liar. And we know what our Bible says about a liar. A liar won't even tarry in God's sight, But it's complimentary. It's a
attribute.
a good attribute right. As far as the Muslim concerned. And they do follow him in that area.
Yeah.
To the T, brother. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Amen. I want to start out with a clip first. I'm going to start out with a clip first, brother. And you're going to put that in there for me, please, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let me play a clip here of a real deception here. Can we do that? Let's see. Can we get it lined up here? I should have had that lined up all the time here. All right. We're going to grab it real quick here. Now, let me make this statement here, first of all. The company that makes these toys deny this, brother. Y'all listen carefully, and I'm going to try to get the volume up so you can hear it. Okay, well, we got a few little. Oh, the sound was up too high. Okay. We're going to get this thing right. Okay, let me say this here from the beginning here. Fisher-Price makes these toys.
Okay.
Fisher-Price denies programming these baby dolls here that you're going to hear right here. They denies this here. How did these come on the market at Target stores? And Fisher-Price denies having anything to do with it. Y'all ready? Mm-hmm. Let's see if we grab this little clip here right quick.
Orlando, Florida, and this is the one near the Millennium Mall. And we're going to check out and see what this little baby says. This is the little mommy. Whoa. They kind of go on their own there. Let's see if we can get this one to do it again. Oh, what'd she just say? Okay, and Fisher Price says that they haven't found any that are defective this way.
Defective?
They basically coo and say mama twice, and then the third time they say Islam is the light. And I think that's a little bit deceptive, don't you? I mean, if somebody's buying something that says Islam is the light, and they know they're saying, they know they're buying that, that's different. But to have the baby do that twice, and then the third time that it says that, not right. So, anyway, that's it.
Wow.
Let's see, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4. So let's see, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And then there's 1, 2, 3, 4 in the back. So here's 12, and they all say Islam is the light. You can even hear it from way back here. Nice.
That's
Nice. Did you know that these say Islam is the light?
I'm sorry.
Did you know these babies say Islam is the light? Listen. It coos twice. against it. Did you hear it? Did you hear it?
Wow.
Man.
Gentlemen.
Wow. Islam is the light.
That's what they said. Plain
Bishop Price.
Plain as day.
Bishop Price made these dolls, but they deny programming these dolls to say anything of that nature. What do you guys think about that?
The manufacturers say that they didn't do it. If they didn't do it, who did it?
Who did it? How many dolls she counted? $12.
$12 on the shelf right there. And yeah. And if you didn't understand what you heard in the recording, the dolls will coo, ga ga goo goo.
They'll do that twice.
And then the third go round, they'll ga ga goo ga. Islam is the light.
Islam is the light. Our children now. Is that deception, brother?
That is.
Now, how in the world were they able to program these dolls and get them into Target stores without Fisher Price knowing anything about it?
No way. They have too many things in place before they can go
inspections.
Too many things in place to deter that. But now you get a dog that say Jesus is the light.
Oh boy.
Let's for one reason play crazy and say Fisher Price is not in it at all.
Okay, let's say they're not a part of this
They know nothing about it.
Okay. Know nothing about it.
Okay, all right.
You notice a Fisher Price dog. okay, go ahead.
Yeah, we're black and white dogs, all kind of colors here, y'all.
All colors.
They got the little skull cap on it. Y'all know that.
somehow. To mass produce these dolls, it was 12 in that one store in that one town.
Orlando, Florida.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To mass produce that doll with that phrase shows that there's an agenda. There's a plan.
Yeah,
deceptive. There's an intent.
Yes. There's an intent.
Not mom and pop secondhand store down the street.
No, this is one of the biggest retailers in the world.
Big box store. Big box store. People, it's embedded. Please think, audience. Just think. Use your head and think. Now, even with Nike, you know, they just went through the big fire about with the Kaepernick protest and Bessie Ross flag on the shoes, to a point where a multi-billion-dollar corporation like Nike pulls a product that they know gonna make billions, but they just announced yesterday or a couple of days ago that they're coming out with their new line of sports hijabs.
Is that right?
Nike sport hijab.
Sport hijab.
A sport hijab. Yeah. So if you want to get your jog on and still stay politically correct as far as Islam goes,
you can sweat
Nike.
In.
Nike, your man.
So can't we see here the deceptive power, the power that these people have sway here in the United States.
Absolutely.
It's amazing. It's just amazing. But with the help of you, but I think it's a money thing, though. We got to go back to the money, can't we?
Like Tony said, how can you influence a sneaker company as big, the biggest, Nike, to accommodate making hijabs?
Yeah.
What type of influence do you have on a company
monetary?
It's got to be monetary.
And it has nothing to do with the numbers as far as how many people there are. And we know that even by the LBGT.
Yeah, we've said that. That's a good point.
A very minimal number of people. But look at the influence that they have on this country.
And
The danger with that, though, is the Muslim. Islam don't have to be a majority.
Okay, no.
Before they truly proclaim the second house and turn the heat up.
Actually, just got to have enough people that sit back and say nothing like we're doing today.
Right.
Do nothing and say nothing.
There you go.
And I mean, automatically, it's a hostile takeover. But let's go back to the money thing for just a second, because how many of y'all have heard this all your lives? Well, the United States is such a wonderful country, and when we go to help our neighbors and we never have confiscated their territories, we've always built their territories back up, and we never did really make it a part of our providence here, but we just went to help them. Brother, sisters and brothers, let me tell you something. No, we never did actually take their property and incorporate it into the USA. We never have. But let me tell you something. The globalists had their interests in those countries and those wars Absolutely. That we have fought, brothers. Don't let nobody fool you. This country is controlled by a few, mm-hmm. a few globalists, mm-hmm. very high mm-hmm. profile, high dollar globalists. Yes, they didn't want Iraq when they brought Saddam down. But that oil, they wanted that oil, my brother. Don't think that it was the big oil men in this country, big corporation. Mm-hmm. They gained, they made some money off of that, off the lives of our boys that died over there on that soil.
On the battlefield.
And I mean, they made, but like say the money is what you got to follow the money trail. You know, even Saudi Arabia is not our friend.
Not at all.
Okay,
not at
all. That's but obvious. Why do we kiss their behind then?
The money. Huh? The money.
Talk to me now. Why do we allow them? They are the money behind the problems we have had all across the world.
Yeah.
Huh? So why do we say that they are our allies?
Pastor, you just said. Listen. You just said something that's really key. We know it's a few people who really control this thing.
Sure, we do.
And,
we know
and
that.
They do. They do laud the fact that America don't just go and take people land.
Okay,
but we
right.
understand you yeah. don't have to. Put your name on a thing in order to control it or
right.
to benefit
Amen.
From
that's,
it.
That's right.
Or
that's
to
true.
Benefit from it.
That's true. That's true.
So regardless to whether it's called U.S. Iran now or whatever.
Or just Iran or
it's
whatever.
It's just the
yeah.
vested interest that you've right. obtained by mm-hmm. going in there and doing what you do.
Well, okay.
That's the thing,
okay, good.
That's the
good,
thing
good.
With being a globalist, like Pastor said. A globalist is concerned about the whole one world government.
Okay. Okay.
No borders. We... This small group mm-hmm. control a global plan around mm-hmm. the world.
Okay.
That's
okay.
the problem they have with Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Trump, as of right now, as far as I know, is not a globalist.
As far as we can
He's
see.
He's a nationalist.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm
yes.
worried about America.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's make America great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's
yeah.
worry about this. Let's try to upgrade America because I'm a nationalist
mm-hmm.
and the globalist boy that turns them crazy because well, they like that's not our agenda
but it's been shown before when America is at its strongest or at its most powerful then the entire world benefits anyway yeah. but they don't want it that way
right but there's a connection between the globalists and Islam though.
Oh yes.
Globalist socialism, Marxism. They in the bed together.
Amen.
They
That's
in
right.
the bed together at this junction.
Right.
I mean, it'll change if they
it
ever
has
get to.
It has to.
But at this junction, they would rather side with the left, and you know, when the left rather than the right, because the left are in the bed with Marxism,
right.
socialism, communism.
Right. More aligned with their plan.
Right. More aligned right. with their plan. You know, and they kind of run together, you know, and that's why, you know, our people need to understand that as Christians, especially Christians, now speaking from the Christian standpoint, right, we cannot be socialist.
No.
We cannot be globalist.
No.
Marxist. Huh?
Not at all.
Islams. No.
Yeah, right,
we cannot,
right.
not as true believers, you know. And because if you're siding with that kind of ideology, then you are against the word of God.
That's Amen.
Right.
Huh?
That's right.
And
that's
we
right.
want our Christian brothers to know, if you're sympathetic with Islam and what they're demanding of this country today and the deception that they're perpetrating upon our people, then you are against God.
Amen. Yeah.
Well, you're against God.
Think
Preach.
About it, Pastor.
Preach.
Think about it. We say the line is been drawn.
Sure.
And although Islam will say in a heartbeat that they're against you killing your babies, this, that, and that.
Okay,
other, but,
yeah, right,
but
right,
we
right,
know
right.
from history and from their recorded documents that population jihad is big on their part.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And what controls population more than abortion?
Mm.
As long as it's not aborting the Islamic children,
mm-hmm.
they good with it because they, you know, it's a death culture, people. I know that sounds harsh, but and that's nothing I made up or I just, that's not my opinion. Look at the history of this thing.
That's right.
It's a death culture, and until the whole entire world falls up under the control and the belief of Islam, it's going to be jihad. It's going to be war. It's going to be striving.
Absolutely.
And with that being said, we can see how this Islamist agenda lines up more with the left.
Sure does.
These funny daddy conservatives saying y'all should be killing your baby.
Okay, so we said they lined up with the left, which is socialism, Marxism, communism, They all did the same. Look what they have in common now. Both of them paint themselves as being the victims. Ones that being oppressed.
I mean,
the Democrats, they fight mad and want to protest because they being oppressed and being victimized by the mean old Republicans. Is that what they say?
That's what they say.
So they got that. And both of them ain't never wrong, though.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, good. Yeah, that's good.
Islamic people, the doctor, never wrong.
Never.
Muhammad is never wrong. The Democrat is never wrong.
Straight from Allah.
The left is never wrong.
That's right.
Socialism is never wrong. Everybody needs health insurance. Free. We need no borders. We need no walls. Let everybody come in. It's right. It's right for everybody to have the free will to say what they want to say, except for...
Except for.
So they never wrong. Is that right?
That's right.
Now, they didn't come. What if they haven't come? The riots and the violence.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is the left.
Yeah.
This is socialism.
Yes.
They get worked up into a lather, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
And then they want to fight. They want to riot. Yeah. They want to do all that. Huh? That's the left.
That's right.
And Islam, Islam instigates that thing too.
Stirred up.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
they pull gas on it.
Claim, hey, I did it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All of them hate Israel.
Nah, that's good. Good point.
That's very good.
They got all of them. They hate Israel now.
That's good.
See, the right support Israel, not because we know what the Bible says about Israel. What the Lord said, I didn't choose you because you were better than anybody else.
Yeah, more greater number.
God said that ain't the reason he chose Israel. He chose Israel because, number one, Abraham. And a promise to Abraham. And plus, God needed him a people as a headquarters to take the gospel to the rest of the world. He had to choose him a people, but he didn't choose based on behavior.
No.
Just like my salvation wasn't based on how good I was.
That's right.
Not how good God thought I was going to be later on.
Right. Thank God.
It all stemmed from the obedience of Abraham, which is the righteousness
of faith. He said that over again. My servant Abraham.
Yeah, it's because of him, of what he did.
Right.
It started with him, and it then grew into the nation.
Amen. And God made it plain. It wasn't when the people, the Jewish people went astray of God's word, he made it plain. If it wasn't for Abraham, if it wasn't for Moses, if it wasn't for Joshua, I'd kill all y'all. Ain't none of y'all worth 15 cents.
I'd wipe y'all on that.
Amen. But we understand that God made a promise, though.
Amen.
See, that's why I love God's word. See, God stands on his word. Mm-hmm. Even when you make him just angry, your behavior just gone off the chart. But he made a promise.
Since he made a promise, if you think about it, to an individual, not a people. He made it to Abraham.
That's right.
He made it to an individual.
Individual.
That still stands today. That shows the faithfulness of God today.
Keeping his word to that same individual.
That's right. Regardless of what happens and how your children act or how, you know, he made a promise to you that if you would stand up and be the man of God in your home, that he's going to move on your children.
Oh, praise God.
You made the stand.
That's confident power.
I know it is. And he ain't a God that he'll should lie.
Amen.
But they both hate Israel. They both want to really annihilate the civilization as it is.
Yes.
All of them on that left over there. Socialism. What is socialism but annihilation of the financial system
to
in this country?
Get rid of it.
They want rid of it. Huh? Everybody get a free welfare. Everybody get a free car. Yeah. Everybody get a free phone. Everybody get free college. Everybody get free abortion. Everybody get free everything.
We're your God, basically. Yeah. We provide.
Well, that's the key right there.
We are your God.
It's been running so long in this country for decades, man. Mm-hmm. A free chicken in every pot was a big mantra.
In every pot, huh? You're right about that. A free chicken in every pot. But that's not God's way.
Not at all.
Huh?
Not at all.
And, you know, the guy was discussing Cuba, and he said how happy. He went to Cuba about 8 or 9 times, and he was talking about how happy those people are down there. I said, well, I'm sure most of them were born there, and they only know that type of government system, you know. Right. He said, nobody hardly make any more than anybody else. You know, they got the free, everybody get free, free health. The doctors can't live in no palaces because they get government money too. You know, they can't make individual, it's free. Everything's free. Huh. And I asked him about the old cars. I said, what? They ain't got no new cars, so they don't buy no cars from the United States. He said, no, they don't buy no cars. They got old cars, and I said, how do they keep the old cars running? He said, well, they buy a tractor engine from the Soviet Union. They got tractor
engines in them.
They won't run that fast, but they just
putting along.
But the point is that they're happy, is what he says, you know, with that socialism, that type of government. Now, that's not giving you an opportunity to be the best that you can be.
That's right.
When you're stifling.
No motivation.
No motivation. That couldn't be right.
You know, we have a candidate who's running for president of the United States, and that's his big stand, Bernie Sanders. Y'all know him.
Okay, right.
And he used this model
from
this Canadian model on universal health care and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're talking about, 30 million people.
Right.
We 300 million.
$300 million. Yeah.
Now, I just want you to use a little common sense. How would the quality of your health care be affected if there's no incentive to be the best in that field?
That's a good point.
That's a good point. Very good point.
That's the plus of capitalism, competitiveness.
Sure, competitiveness, man. Make me want to give you that drive.
And that's God-given, though. Isn't that a God-given attribute? Yeah. It's to strive to be the best that you possible. But on the socialism, you might as well just sit on the tree and smoke pot.
Well, I'm going to get it regardless.
And just wait on it, right?
Just wait on it to come to you, you know? And that's not God's way. Is that right?
Not at all.
Both want full control of our lives.
There you go.
See, the right don't want no control. They want you to take your life.
Self-government,
right. Huh? But that's not socialism, though.
No.
Yeah.
Huh? They want to, and that's not Islam either.
No.
They don't. That's why they lean over to that left.
Right.
Huh? Because they got the same ideology there. We want to control every aspect of your life. Huh? And Muhammad has said that your life, every aspect of your life is under the control of Sharia.
Amen.
Pastor, it's on record. It's in their documents on how you are to go to the bathroom, it's written down.
Every aspect. In the Hadith. Hadith. I was looking at the Hadith again this week. and the travelers that you got. Every aspect, brother. I mean, from parting your hair to the right or to the left, and how much hair on your head and all that kind of stuff. I mean, brother, I'm going to tell you something. That's enough to drive you crazy, you know?
Absolutely.
But, you know, all this hoopla. Back to one point here that I was intending to make, and I did, about the health care for everybody. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. That's a point that interests a lot of people in the United States. Free health care, you know, for everybody.
Yeah.
But according to Deuteronomy 28, brother, if you don't line up with God, I don't care what your health plan. There's some curses in that Bible. They're going to chase you down. If you got Blue Cross or Red Cross. y'all don't understand what I'm saying.
That's a good, yeah.
See, God is our doctor. Mm. God is my healer.
Huh? Amen.
I trust in God for my health. But now the socialists and Islam too, they wants to be your healer.
Amen.
But brother, because Muhammad, he definitely ain't never done a miracle. We know that.
Oh, that's yeah.
Right. We know he ain't. You know he ain't capable of any healing. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise
yeah.
God. But we know that the left says that they're pro-life, and Islam join in with them right now. Why? Is that deceptiveness?
That's what it is.
Huh?
That's what it
is. We know how they feel about homosexuality. Pastor. But right now, they join in with them.
Pastor.
What's that now? What's that?
How? Okay.
They, go ahead.
They say they pro-life, but you have to shut off every TV, every satellite, every internet connection. Pro-life means against death, don't it?
Okay, but they're cultural death now. Don't forget that now. Go ahead. They glorify in death, not life. We glorify
just,
life.
You just
go ahead.
Simply because everything that's promised to them, that good life,
it ain't in this life.
Right. It's after you die.
Right, nothing so, now.
You can do everything that's forbidden by Islam
in this life
once you die.
Right, right. So, hey, my point is, if that's what they teach them, let's get this life over. Let me tear this place up now.
That's right.
Let me destroy this place as quick as I can.
That's right.
So I can get on to with the 72 life. Virgins in the new life.
To my life.
That's right. The only life. And you know something else? The word love is not in
nowhere.
Well, how is God, Allah God, and how do we serve the same God, brothers?
We don't.
Yeah.
We don't. Short answer, we don't.
Yeah.
We don't?
No, sir.
Is that deception, too?
That's absolute deception.
God is love, number one.
That's right.
And we know that our Bible tells us to speak of love and just all through the Word of God.
Yes.
114 chapters, no love.
And even when
love. Wait, brother, y'all hear that? Even it ain't that.
That definition, that definition of peace.
Yeah.
All the Quran says Allah is merciful. It says that over and over again, but at the same time, it's telling you he's merciful, but if you don't do what he say, what he going to do to you?
But my Heavenly Father tells me that he loves me, though.
Yes.
Allah don't tell folks he love him?
While yet you was a sinner.
That's
even better.
Allah don't speak love. He don't embrace the folks and speak love. Little love notes to him and all that stuff.
While yet you were a sinner, he died for you.
So there's no fellowship. No love fellowship. No close one-on-one.
Can't get you. I wish you would.
No one-on-one fellowship in the Islam religion?
Love is a no-brainer, but no grace either. I ain't going to let you slide. You're going to have to do something.
Oh, you got to deal with this. Yeah.
Sister,
yeah,
brother.
If you do, I will.
That's good. If you do, I will.
One to do. Brother, you got Muslims that may be listening right now. Do you realize what you're involved in here? Do you really realize what type of God that you're serving here? It's a culture of death that's being promulgated here.
Yes.
Not life, but we are in the life, man, living
praise
to
God.
The fullest.
Praise God.
Jesus said he come to what? Bring life?
And more
give
abundant.
Us life and give that life what? More abundantly. And that's what we're concerned about, amen?
That's right. And the Muslims out there too, we encourage you to go past what the imam's saying in the mosque. Get past that. You have access to your holy writings, holy book.
Right.
And you read them for yourself.
Right.
You read them for yourself and you draw your own conclusion. Because we're not talking about what we think it says. We're talking about what it says.
Amen. And your children are target. And that's why I played that clip from Target Store because we know we discussed last on one of our broadcasts where in the mosque it was discovered that the children were chanting.
Yes. Right. They did a whole assembly.
Yeah.
A whole assembly talking about and that's serving Allah.
What, did Iran somewhere?
It was in a school.
Philadelphia, USA.
Yeah, it was in a school.
Philadelphia.
That's
and they got it on tape.
That's right.
Yeah.
Why there was no punitive actions taken against these people?
Singing in their native language,
why do you suppose that there was no punitive action taken against?
Pastor, they just
flip the coin now. If in our Sunday school here, And the kids, we done drill them and indoctrinated them, and they come up and before the congregation, and they speaking out hatred rhetoric against Muslims and advocating a violence against Muslims.
Singing.
How you think that? How you think that'll go over y'all, brothers?
You're right.
Do you think that'll be it out though? You think CNN
helicopters?
Helicopter. Amen. There is a system here where one side is favored.
Absolutely.
More than the other.
Absolutely.
Is that correct, brother?
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Yes. That's the deception.
They use our laws, Pastor, to beat us over the head. I mean, they proclaim freedom of religion when we know Islam is way more than a religion.
Okay.
It's an ideology.
It's an ideology,
you know, and
yes.
I don't care what kind of freedom you got. You don't have freedom to infringe on another man's rights.
Amen. Amen.
You know, to force him to believe something he don't want to believe
and Tony, I would just ask our audience, just look back at the history. We say this religion is a death religion. It is misery. It is destruction, brothers.
Absolutely.
Look back at history. Every country, even today, even right now, they are reaping havoc on countries right now. And that's what they've been doing since the fifth century, since they first started. Amen.
Yes,
and this is who they are. They are people of death, and they are bringing death to America. This is what they're doing. Don't let them suits fool you. Don't let those suits fool you. They are here to destroy America as they have destroyed all the other countries that they have gone into. So we just want you to wake up, people. Wake up and just do some research. Pray, first of all, because this is a very deceptive movement here. They're very deceptive. The reason they can't deceive us, because we're saved.
Amen.
Amen.
We're believers, and we search not only the scripture, but we search this religion out, and we know it's a problem. Is that right, Kevin?
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
Well, and we got to say, too, when you do your research, once you do your research, and it's our prayer that God would turn that light on and show you what we're dealing with here. Now, don't just go back in your closet and sit on it and say, okay, now I know. This truth need to be spread through the four corners of this country as well as the world.
The threat.
Because if we're going to extinguish this cancer called Islam.
Right.
We're going to have to do it by not just keeping silent, but by speaking out against this atrocity.
We must. Let's begin to sum it up, Kevin. Give us a thought here. We do want those people that are in the Islamic religion, we want them to know Christ, brother. We do want them to know Christ, because we know that this is a powerful mojo that's on you, a powerful mojo. And it's going to take the power of God it's like you're in a trance, Muslims. You're in a trance, and you've been bewitched, Paul says. But the power of God is able to loose you and open your blinded eyes. Kevin, give us something as we begin to close out this segment of this broadcast.
I'm gonna tell you my exact thought.
What's your exact thought?
As you were saying that, I was listening, and Pastor, we've been talking about Islam for a long time.
Oh, sure we have, and we will for a while. Probably.
Yeah, well, even more.
Yes, yes.
And the reason why is because God has put it on our hearts to do so. But also the reason why is that Islam is going to be a big player in why Jesus comes back.
Oh, praise God. That's good, bro.
Very good.
That's good.
I'm major player.
I'm thoroughly convinced as we were doing this discussion.
Listen, people, listen.
Islam. Will be looked down upon from heaven by Jesus, and he's going to say, I got to go down there and do something about that.
Okay.
It's not just some little group that's doing something. It's a worldwide agenda to get Christ's freedom and everything else out of the world.
Amen. Open hatred against the word of God.
And
open,
it's going to be
blatant.
a major player
mm-hmm.
in the second coming of Jesus Christ. So Islam is not going to go away.
Not going
to
go away.
We're going to continue to hear about it. And it's best to learn about the deceptions, the influence, and the intentions of Islam.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's I truly believe that in my heart.
Amen. It's a major threat. Okay, Tony?
People, we like I said, and this y'all guys are hearing our heart right now.
Yes, Lord.
When it comes to this subject, and it's embedded in our society. We
yes.
have people serving in our government.
Yes, Lord.
You know who firmly believes in the ideology
sure.
of Islam.
Sure, sure.
You know,
sure.
practicing Muslims, just like the Congresswoman Ilhan Omar.
She
looked at one of the most devastating terrorist act ever done to our country, and said some people did something.
They deserve it, more or less.
Some people did something, and we want to hold the whole. Well, it's bigger than that, people, and that's what they want you to think. They want you to downplay it.
Yes, yes.
You know, it's a follow the money, like we say all the time.
Follow
the
money.
There's some big organizations operating in our country.
That's right.
Who has a great influence.
Yes, Lord.
On big decisions that are made in this country.
That's right.
They just altogether bypass we the people.
Mm-hmm.
But people, we do have a voice.
Speak up.
We do have a voice.
Right now.
If you stay stifled and sit quietly,
mm-hmm.
then you got a mighty rough time coming.
Yes,
you have a hard day coming.
Yes, Lord.
That you know, I can't say you deserve it, but if you don't say something, you deserve it.
Amen. No doubt about that. And it is our heart's desire that we understand that this is a threat that's upon us today. And it's a real threat. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. It's a real threat, you know. And we need to wake up to this point and realize that our religious freedom, the ability to speak and preach and teach God's word, is in the crosshair of this violent organization. And they're out to stop us, and they've done a great job. But we believe that God is our God, is God. Amen?
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Praise.
Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We praise you. We bless you for this opportunity, Lord. Lord, now we pray, Father, that you'll just take the feeble words that you've given us, Lord, the truth that you've given us, and, Lord, you're planted in the hearts of those who are listening to the broadcast. Lord, motivate them to do their own research, own study, Father.
Yes, yes.
And, Lord, we pray that you'll just have mercy upon us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen.